Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Torrey Cox Jr. is kind enough from Chaminade Madonna to join us, a Ohio University commitment. Torrey, thanks so much for taking the time. Everybody's staying healthy out there and everybody's staying safe.
That's what definitely. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Not a problem. This season's been crazy for everybody. Probably couldn't be any crazier for a lot of the public schools who won't be playing for another month. What has it been like for you? Because I know that somewhere down the line you would have hoped that your senior year would have been a little bit different. But nevertheless, you guys have played three straight weeks. Talk about that and how you guys got ready, how you've been able to stay safe. Give everybody some tips on how you guys have been able to stay safe and wash your hands and wear a mask. Torrey, talk about that, because I think that's the most important thing, because now you're seeing a lot of high school teams who started early are having to stop because a couple of players have COVID. How have you guys been able to stay away from it?
Our head coach Jones has been he's been doing a good job with that. We come every day with a mask, we get our temperature checked, and then we do a survey to make sure no one has had any symptoms or anything like that. So, and we also wear gloves every time. So, he's been doing a great job with that, actually.
And obviously you played, you opened up against Champagnat Catholic, battled the two state champions, and then you had an opportunity to play another pretty good team in Heritage, and then you went over to Fort Myers and played Bishop Vareau. Talk about your performance so far during the three games. Are you satisfied? Do you think maybe you expect a little bit more out of yourself? Talk about your performance, in the first three games.
I'm not satisfied. I expect myself to do more, but I've been making some plays out there more in the run game. Because last year I made a lot of more plays in the passing game, but I've been sticking my head in there and making more plays in the run game. But I just want I'm never satisfied. I set my expectations high, and for these past three games I feel like I haven't reached it, but I've been doing a pretty good job. I'm gonna just try to keep working hard and try to make more plays out there.
Right, right. As Torrey Cox Jr. joins us, Dad was a pretty fair player back in the day. I know you were young and didn't have a chance, but talk about what he's done to help you, because he's played the position, he's played running back, he's played DBs, he's done it at the NFL level, he's done it collegially. I know he gets involved a lot. What has he taught you and been able to, maybe give you advice that a lot of people may not have?
He's the reason why I play how I play. He sits down. He's the reason why my IQ is so high. He sits down with me in a film room, he just tells me everything I could have done better, everything I need to change. And he also sits with me, and we watch the whatever team we're about to play, we watch that film. And, he tells me certain things such as, oh, they like to do this play on third down or first down. So, he has a big part in how I've been playing and, why I make so many plays,
Do you watch film together? Do you guys sit down and watch film? Maybe watch some of your film, and he'll point out maybe you move this way or your eyes were over here. Or do you go over a lot of film with him?
Yeah, he always critiques my play. Even on the good plays that I make, he still tells me it's certain things that I need to do to make that good play great. So, yeah, he has a big impact on that.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, you know, I mean, because you know, there's a lot of fathers who have played and played at high level, and they give a lot of advice, you know, to their kids. And certainly, I know your dad, and your dad has your interest 100%. You know, in what you do. Talk about the college commitment. Great opportunity to play football. Continue. What was the reason behind Ohio U?
I feel like Ohio, you know, they kept it real with me through the whole process. You know, me and Coach Smith, we built a great relationship. And me and my parents, we sat down and had a talk with the whole coaching staff. You know, we all liked what they were talking about. And, you know, we just sat down after that and decided I should commit. You know, that's somewhere I feel where I could help the team a lot. You know, I could build my own legacy there. And, you know, that's just somewhere I see, like, myself having a major effect as soon as I step on campus.
Right, and coming off a state champion, this program is well regarded as anybody in the state. Three state championships in a row, four consecutive trips to the state finals. What's it like being a part of that? I mean, I know that, you know, sometimes you don't want to get caught up in the fact of defending a state champion when you know a championship when you have to play. But talk about that, just to come out on the field and knowing that you guys have accomplished a lot. What's that like?
It's great, but, you know, it's only for certain people because, you know, we have pressure on our back every game. You know, teams know that, you know, they come out, every single team, they try to dominate us because, you know, of our past and what we have accomplished. So, you know, it's not easy. You know, we put in a lot of hard work and go out there every week and try to dominate, you know, and teams, they're going to play twice as hard as they was going to play against any regular team just because we're Chaminade Madonna. So, you know, but yeah. We have great preparation for that. So we always ready for it.
Your assessment of your freshman running back, Davion Gause, he makes his debut last week, over 140 yards. Talk about his future.
He's going to have a great future. You know, he reminds me of Thaddeus Franklin, but he might be, you never know, he might be a little better, but, you know, he's young, out there making plays. You know, he don't care about age or size and none of that, you know, so he's very tough.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. So the rest of the way, obviously you guys are looking to get back in that mix and win another state title. For you, from a personal standpoint, what do you figure that you have to work on the most between now and the end of the season, from a personal standpoint?
From a personal standpoint, I just feel like I have to, you know, fly around to the ball faster. You know, I have to learn to take no plays off, you know, and just make sure I communicate more and make sure, make sure I'm just flying around basically making plays, you know, everything. And I have to, on special teams, you know, I have to put 100% on special teams, you know, and just fly around. That's all.
Good stuff. Torrey Cox Jr., thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your commitment. Well-deserved. One of the top players around. Again, thanks so much. Best of luck coming up. We'll see you quite a few times.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Good stuff. That's Torrey Cox Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.